Pinkerton had better luck with Elizabeth H. Baker, who had worked in his Chicago office for years and before that had lived in Richmond. Her target became the Tredegar Iron Works near the James River. The Richmond factory, its chimneys belching smoke day and night, was the South's most important iron manufacturing plant between the Potomac and the Rio Grande, the equivalent of the Krupp Works of World War II Germany. Iron for Confederate guns, rails, and the armor for the scuttled USS Merrimack ship, rebuilt and christened the CSS Virginia, came from Tredegar's 900 workers. Pinkerton wanted to know what went on inside it. The day after Christmas in 1861, he interviewed a Baltimore machinist who had returned to Washington after spending 3 months working in Tredegar, boring and rifling large cannon. The machinist gave the detective an idea of the plant's cannon production rate. Union Army Private George F. Marshall, who escaped from a Richmond prison, had taken a tour of Tredegar and told Pinkerton the factory turned out 20 pieces of ordnance a week, mainly siege guns, and faced shortages of pig iron, brass, and copper. Pinkerton picked Elizabeth Baker, a charming young widow with a convincing southern accent, to gather intelligence on a secret naval project in the plant. The Confederacy sorely wanted to break the Union blockade at the mouth of the James River emptying into the Chesapeake Bay, so commercial trade could leave or enter Richmond. In the fall of 1861, the U.S. Navy had picked up rumors that the rebels had found a solution to the blockade, a submarine that could detonate large torpedoes that its crew attached to enemy ships. The Union wanted a spy inside Tredegar. Pinkerton told Elizabeth to report on the infernal machines being built.